Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you hang out tomorrow. B. Mitch Finley on the road for draft day. B's going to be live from the draft in Detroit, and I will be at DC City Smokehouse along with special guest Doc Walker. Right now, we are fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in Charles Davis from NFL Network. Charles, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time for us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And B. Mitch, you going to be in the D?
Yes, I'll be there, man, tonight.
You'll be there in the D?
Oh, yeah.
Listen. We know you're coming to town because I saw the entourage gathering, making sure they're clearing the way. And I'm sorry, sir. You can't have that seat. B. Mitch will be here.
Hey,
but once you get,
I wish
here,
it was like that, Charles.
Get here till tonight, but you can't have it now. I'm sorry. This is B. Mitch's chair.
I sure wish it was like that.
I imagine he will make his presence known once he arrives.
Hey, listen. B. Mitch is like Nuke LaLoosh. I will announce my presence with authority.
Exactly. Charles, obviously all the talk in D.C. is about what they're going to do with the number two pick. I did see that your latest mock draft dropped on the NFL.com website.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to a point where everybody's kind of expecting this thing to go Caleb, then Jaden. And that's how you put it in your latest mock.
Yeah. Blindfold, dartboard, let's go. Because that's really what we're going off of, right? We are Don Quixote at this point. We're tilting with windmills, right? Put it another way, we're chasing shadows because it happens every single year. We start out when the draft process really kicks into high gear after the college football play, well, even before that. But about the time the college football playoff ends, and we start senior all-star games, et cetera, we kind of have a pattern, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top players at every position. Then we talk about the top players. Then we get bored. We start picking at the top players. We start showing flaws because we got to show that we know what the hell we're talking about. So we start telling about other people. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's as good as that guy, and that guy's this, and this guy's that, and that guy's this. And then about a week before the draft, you know what we end up doing? Essentially going back to the first guys we talked about. Oh, they're the best. They typically prove out over
time.
Not 100%, but typically. And in this last week, where was our kerfluffle? Washington brought in nothing but quarterbacks in this time, and that really rubbed Jaden Daniels' camp wrong. And, boy, they're ticked off and blah, 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 and Topgolf and this, that, and everything. We almost had Topgolf gate. And as I understand it, there was one quarterback that the head coach and the GM picked up at the airport, and that was Jaden Daniels. Everyone else Ubered.
Right.
It tells me all I need to know.
Uh-huh.
Tells you plenty, man.
Yeah, it's like it's, but I what I'm hearing, and I've heard this from several places now. Everyone is comparing Jaden and Drake, and people feel in essence they should be comparing Caleb and Jaden.
Yeah. Mitch, I think you're right about that. It's much more to me a 1-2 remember Manning Leaf. We all remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who nowadays, you can't find anyone at that time who would have picked Leaf. Oh, no, I would have taken Manning if I'd had the chance.
Uh-huh.
That's one, that's not true. One, it was probably more 60-40 people would have taken Leaf. Two, it didn't matter who had the number two pick. They were taking the one that didn't get picked. We're yep. not quite at that stage with these two, but an analogy could be made.
Totally. I will actually own something here. Now, granted, I was pretty young, but I really thought Ryan Leaf was going to be a baller. So.
Listen, you're not
everybody hey, did, to be honest with you.
You're not alone.
Right.
I'm not going to give him up here because it wouldn't be the right forum. But this is a former head coach in the league with a Super Bowl ring on his finger. And I didn't even have to give him the third beer. And he was like, yeah. Because I reminded him that I knew that we talked back then. And I said, if I remember correctly, you were huge on Leaf. And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have taken Leaf. And you're not alone on that. There's a lot of people that would have done that. So let's not get the whole thing twisted. Bill Polian and the Colts got it right. It sure. didn't work out for Ryan Leaf. It happens. Happens to all of us.
It happens all the time.
I mean, as more and more advanced metrics are coming out, just how hard it is to get the quarterback position right is really difficult. But what is it about Jaden that you think separates him from J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Penix? What do you think he can be for Washington if they end up going that direction?
I think out of the rest of the guys we're talking about, I don't want to denigrate any of them, right? This is not for me to say that they are not. Let me just tell you what I think Jaden Daniels is. I think he's an elite decision maker. And that's a big deal in the NFL, as you guys well know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, be Mitch to tell you in a heartbeat. That quarterback who can't make elite decisions, you got to get him off the field because he's killing you. Okay? Because third and four is where they have to live. And they got to be able to convert that, keep the sticks moving, make the plays, keep everybody going. Do you want them to throw 35 to 40 touchdowns? Of course you do. But you usually don't throw 35 to 40 unless you're in pretty good down and distance situation, then you're managing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the term game manager, which we kind of use as demeaning, is absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
The best game managers have ever played the game of football have their busts in Canton. Those are game managers. Okay?
Right.
Because they understand the game, understand the situation, understand the time. That's what you're looking for. I do think that Daniels has all of that. And that's why when I hear people say, boy, the rise of Jaden Daniels edition, okay, I get it. But it's really been a 5-year rise.
Yeah.
3 years at Arizona State, 2 years at LSU. He didn't come out of absolute nowhere. He just kept getting better at his craft. And one thing to keep in mind, in an era where hard coaching is, I'm not going to say it's going by the wayside, but people are having to make a lot more adjustments in coaching kids than they ever did when we were youngsters running around.
Mm.
Jaden Daniels is coming from a place where he got coached hard. Because Brian Kelly,
yeah,
when you talk to him, he's the smoothest cat you know, right? If Brian Kelly had stayed in Boston, he would have been mayor of Boston, eventually governor of Massachusetts, and he would have run for president. He's an old-school Boston Paul, all right? Brian Kelly will light you up every single day as a quarterback. And if you can't deal with Brian Kelly, you're not going to last long. And Jaden Daniels did that and elevated his game. I don't worry about him taking coaching in the NFL.
Charles, you talk about how he's an elite decision maker. We've watched the guy play, so, I mean, we've seen how well he can play.
Yep.
Why does all the talk just come to his frame? Because the last time I checked, mm-hmm. when I was 23, the weight I was at 23, at 26, I was bigger.
Yeah.
The weight that I was at 20, I was heavier at 23. He'll probably gain some weight, and there were other quarterbacks that were smaller than him, and nobody says anything about their size. Why is his size automatically thrown up there?
Well, Brian, when you were 23 and went from 23 to 26, I'm going to think two things happened. One, training table was even better with your pro team than it was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you actually had money in your pocket.
Yeah.
So on Sunday night, instead of going to the local, you know, gas and sip and trying to get three hot dogs for a dollar because the training table was closed on Sunday night, you actually had money to go buy a meal.
Ruth's Chris.
You got bigger, stronger, more physical. That happens with people. Here's why I think it's become an issue. Bryce Young last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young was smaller, height-wise, of course. But you remember all the speculation for Bryce Young was, what's he going to weigh when he gets on the scale? What's he going to weigh? Bryce Young drank more water than any two people you've ever seen in your life. Hopped on the scale at 204. They announced 204 as official, and he ran to the bathroom and went right back down to 190. This kid is about 207 to 210, but it's a legit 207 to 210. He'll get bigger and thicker. He runs to hurt. He doesn't just run to, you know, sting. And he will actually take on some hits, which people are going to try and coach him out of. So people do worry about that part. But I think Bryce brought it more into focus for him than is probably actually legitimate. I don't think it's apples to apples. Bryce had to manufacture 204.
Mm-hmm.
This kid wakes up at 207.
Charles, thank you so much for the time,
Charles,
man. We'll be
you,
watching
brother.
You from Detroit, and get on B. Mitch's tab at the bar. It'll be gigantic.
Listen, I've already started it. And they were like, oh, you would be Mitch's party. Yeah, no worries.
Get two lobsters. Trust me. Thank you, Charles.
All right,
thanks,
brother.
Guys.
Take care, man.
Take care. Be safe, Brian.
All right, bro. You too.
Charles Davis, just fantastic. Check him out on NFL Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.